Well, 400 people are following me, which surprisingly doesn't make me nervous. And almost 200 people have subscribed to my messy room, which blows me away and leaves me only thankful. If you weren't here, I wouldn't be here. Although I also very much do this for myself. My exhibitionist kink just grows. So in keeping with this sort of theme that's been emerging this week for me, where I'm posting submissive audios in the main GWA and doing a beautifully received denial series on my private subreddit, I thought I would read a little excerpt from one of the most influential books I ever had given to me. I was in my late teens when I first started experimenting with BDSM and tapping into that side of me, and reading the story of O was quite educational. So I just wanted to, I'll just read a little excerpt, and maybe this will turn into a bit of a series or something, but here it is. It's from the early part of the book where she's been delivered to the chateau and is now experiencing her first night. And after she's been used, flogged, fucked, she hears the rules. Here are the rules. You are here to serve your masters. During the day, you will perform whatever domestic duties are assigned to you, such as sweeping, putting back the books, arranging flowers, or waiting on tables. Nothing more difficult than that. But at the first word or sign from anyone, you will drop whatever you are doing and ready yourself for what is really your one and only duty, to lend yourself. Your hands are not your own, nor are your breasts, nor most especially any of your bodily orifices, which we may explore or penetrate at will. You will remember at all times, or as constantly as possible, that you have lost all right to privacy or concealment. And as a reminder of this fact, in our presence, you will never close your lips completely, or cross your legs, or press your knees together. You may recall you were forbidden to do this the minute you arrived. This will serve as a constant reminder to you as well as to us that your mouth, your belly, and your backside are open to us. You will never touch your breasts in our presence. The bodice raises them toward us that they may be ours. During the day, you will therefore be dressed, and if anyone should order you to lift your skirt, you will lift it. If anyone desires to use you in any manner whatsoever, he will use you unmasked, but with this one reservation, the whip. The whip will be used only between dusk and dawn, but besides the whipping you will receive from whoever may want to whip you, you will also be flogged in the evening as punishment for any infractions of the rules committed during the day, for having been slow to oblige, for having raised your eyes and looked at the person addressing you or taking you. You must never look any of us in the face. If the costume we wear in the evening, the one I am now wearing, leaves our sex exposed, it is not for the sake of convenience, for it would be just as convenient the other way, but for the sake of insolence, so that your eyes will be directed there upon it, and nowhere else, so that you may learn that there resides your master, for whom, above all else, your lips are intended. During the day when we are dressed in normal attire and you are clothed as you are now, the same rules will apply, except that when requested, you will open your clothes and only close them again when we have finished with you. Another thing, at night, you will have only your lips with which to honor us and your widespread thighs, for your hands will be tied behind your back and you will be naked as you were a short while ago. You will be blindfolded only to be maltreated, and now that you have seen how you are whipped, to be flogged. And yes, by the way, while it is perfectly all right for you to grow accustomed to being whipped, since you are going to be every day throughout your stay, this is less for our pleasure than for your enlightenment. How true this is may be shown by the fact that on those nights when no one desires you, you will wait until the valet whose job it is comes to your solitary cell and administers what you are due to receive, but we are not in the mood to mete out. Actually, both this flogging and the chain, which when attached to the ring of your collar keeps you more or less closely confined to your bed several hours a day, are intended less to make you suffer, scream, or shed tears than to make you feel through this suffering that you are not free, but fettered, and to teach you that you are totally dedicated to something outside yourself. When you leave here, you will be wearing on your third finger an iron ring, which will identify you. By then, you have learned to obey those who wear the same insignia, and when they see it, they will know that beneath your skirt, you are constantly naked, however comely or commonplace your clothes may be. And this nakedness is for them. Should anyone find you in the least intractable, he will return you here. And now you will be shown to your cell. So, this little passage, although I have no personal desire to be a 24-hour slave or submissive, some of that deep obedience and relinquishing of any sense of self for self is pretty powerful. It speaks to the personal desire to demonstrate commitment in submission to pleasure. I hope you enjoyed. Thanks for being here.